It's the Thursday Morning House Call with Dr. Lane Iena, brought to you by Huntsville Memorial Hospital.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Big Lane Edwards with you in studio with me, Dr. Lane Iena. Good morning, Dr. Lane.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I tell you what, happy as a clam because the fall-like weather is here.
Amen. I am built for winter weather, have been my whole life, whether it was in my chubbier times or my leaner times, doesn't matter. Warm-natured guy, put me outside in the cold. I went for a walk yesterday excited because it was finally not miserable outside.
And it felt good.
Felt so good, man. I'm so excited to be outside and throw the kids outside, and we got some good times ahead of us.
Yeah, and of course, tomorrow being Halloween, so that's another thing,
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have to put some jackets over the costume, but as long as the candy's flowing, the kids don't care.
Exactly. All right, so what are we talking about today, Dr. Lane?
So today we are going to talk about, in honor of our first cold snap, cold weather health tips. I thought that was very topical because I was so excited, and that's all I was thinking about. So there are some things with our health that change and that we think about in the cold weather. Probably the first thing that comes to mind, because I see the most patients for this, are joint aches. And when the weather gets cold, our hips starts hurting, our knees start hurting. And if you think back to when, those old wives' tales, maybe grandma used to say this, she'd say, oh, well, when that weather gets cold, I can tell the front's coming in because my hip starts hurting. We'd all roll our eyes and say, okay, grandma. She was right. That's a real thing. There's a few reasons for that, particularly for people with osteoarthritis, people with rheumatoid arthritis, people with old injuries, like myself. So I could tell you when the fronts are coming in now. Awesome. Not even 40 yet, but here we are. But what happens is a few things is as that barometric pressure drops as the front comes through, you've heard the meteorologist use that phrase, the pressure around you is dropping, which causes the joint space to expand. Well, if it's already a tight joint space, that expansion is going to cause some pain. It's going to cause some achiness. Also, the fluid in there thickens up just a little bit as it gets cold, especially the further away we get from our body. So that's why the knees, the feet, the ankles, they all start to get real sore. And that is a true thing. So in this cold weather, you got to think about your joints and the joint spaces. What can we do to alleviate that? Keeping them warm is a good first step. So look at me, I'm in studio in a light jacket. So, feeling good, feeling fally, feeling like I'm in my winter garb. Heating pads. Told you I've been having some shoulder issues. So me and the heating pad have become very well acquainted in the past couple weeks. But the heating pads help. Hot showers, warm baths. I mean, all those things just to warm the joint back up really help. Then you can talk to your doctor about obviously Tylenol, ibuprofen, etc. Keeping moving helps too. Keeping that joint moving and lubricated. People will notice that after they get out of bed in the morning, those stiff joints tend to loosen up. So that helps too. But going on your daily walks, especially now, man, there is no excuse if you're not going for walks right now. I went for a walk when it was 60 something degrees yesterday and the leaves were turning and falling. It's gorgeous. So go for your walks. So that's the joint part of this cold weather. The next thing I always think about personally is that asthma-y cough that I get all the time. I think the first type of asthma I developed because I'm collecting asthma types like Infinity Stones for you movie buffs out there. It's the cold-induced asthma, and that's a pretty common issue. Even if you don't have asthma, you may have something close. If you have allergies, we consider that kind of a reactive airway disease. The cold air just kind of makes our breathing apparatus inflamed, and the bronchial tubes, they all get a little bit inflamed, and we have a little bit of a cough. The lungs get a little inflamed. There's not a whole lot you could do about that as far as the weather goes, but you can control the temperature of the air that's coming in, right? So one of the things that you could do is bundle up, keep your lungs warm, keep the vest, the jacket, that helps quite a bit. And then even better, put a scarf over your mouth if you're going outside. This morning is not as bad, but once it dips into the 30s, especially if you're going to be outside, I know you're only walking from the car to your place of business, your place of work, but throw a scarf on, warm that air up as it comes in. It does make a big difference. I've done it before too. Once you go back inside, it doesn't have to cover your mouth anymore, just hanging around your neck. You look cool and casual. What a cool guy with that scarf. So now you're looking good too. And then the last thing quickly is blood pressure. Now, I've read that there is some vasoconstriction that occurs in the cold weather, meaning the blood vessels around the periphery tighten up a little bit because of the cold, redirects blood to the essential organs, the brain, the lungs, the heart. But hey, listener, it's just me and you here. Let's be honest. Nobody's around. We're just in the car. Let's talk honest with each other. It's the way we're eating. Let's be completely honest. Starting today, our diet's going to pot, right? It is that time of year. We're going to start eating the thick stews, the chilies, the gumbos, the salt. The holidays are right around the corner. So yeah, cold may have some play in it, but I think this is correlation and not causation. So folks, I know this is the time of year that we eat all that delicious warm food that warms your bones. symptoms, but keep an eye on your blood pressure. Check it twice a day, especially if your doctor has asked you to, and take your blood pressure medicines and maybe watch the salt. And if you're not eating that delicious gumbo that you're going to be making this weekend because it's your fall tradition, reach for some veggies, reach for a salad, reach for some grilled chicken. Try to offset that with some healthy meals. So folks, the cold weather does make a difference in our health, but there are things you can offset it to keep yourself moving well and staying healthy.
There you go. Great advice from Dr. Lane Aina about the cold and the weather. And now I want chili.
That sounds great. Let's go.
Yeah, it does. All right. So this week's edition of Thursday Morning House Call brought to you by Huntsville Memorial Hospital.
Let's keep Huntsville healthy.